If you really think about it, being a sports fan is really pretty weird. I say this as a huge Packers fan. When they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, I started having dreams about the Packers. And watching the Packers, especially during a big game, it's the only time I ever yell at the TV, which I have to say annoys the rest of my family. But they aren't Packers fans. They don't get it. I think the theologian William Dean would understand. He wrote a book called The American Spiritual Culture and the Invention of Jazz, Football, and the Movies. Jim Fleming talked with him about the genius of both football and jazz.
Americans, unlike most other peoples, are comprised of people that have been uprooted and thrown into a wilderness where there is not a long set of traditions that they can recognize as their own. This happened even to the American Indian, who was uprooted from his or her society, and to the African American. But all Americans are, in one sense or another, immigrants, even if they're still occupying the land in which their ancestors lived. And this requires Americans finally to be in a position where if they're to have a culture, they have to invent one. They have to improvise one. I moved to jazz because jazz is really, more than anything else, music that is played without a composition, without a long heritage that's given to it on a piece of paper. The genius of jazz is that the players improvise as they go. And it's interesting to me that in America, jazz was born.
You write about John Coltrane, in fact, who was known for improvisation, the great jazz sax player.
I take jazz very seriously. It's not simply a form of entertainment, but it is a form of searching. It's an act of expression that finally is an act that attempts to penetrate the services of the society, to find some answer to the blues, to find some way of coping with the confusions and the dissonances we experience. So yes, I do cite John Coltrane as a perfect example, someone who took improvisation to the heights of, some people thought, making it for its own sake. And near the end of his life, he said, "It's not for its own sake. This is an improvisation that becomes a nullification of music that finally gets at something greater than music."
Talking about John Coltrane, I think I understand what you're talking about. I wonder, though, can you give me an example? If you were to listen, can you hear him search for truth?
If truth really is a recognition that we, at some point or another, have the slate swept clean, that we lose faith in any typical sense of the word, that we experience a kind of everyday atheism where simply the sound of music pretends to be sufficient. I think I can hear that, and I think I can hear him break through that to a grounds for new affirmation. When jazz swings, when it seems to celebrate, when it seems to discover some basis for affirmation, I think I can hear him searching.
Well, along those lines, you've also suggested that maybe one of the most religious areas in American life is football. Now, that seems to be a contradiction.
Yes, it does. I've told the American story in three episodes that we leave some mother country where there was a prevailing set of deep and lasting traditions. And we have occupied as a people what seems like, to us at least, a wilderness. It may not seem that way to the Indians, but to the majority, it seemed like a wilderness, and that we had somehow to gain that land through our own rough and ready acts of assertion. And it seems to me that in one sense or another, football is a ritualization of the taking of land violently.
Fumble!
Fumble ball!
Pick it up!
Pick it up!
Down the sidelines!
He's gone!
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Green Bay!
Derek Lavelle with the fumble! Newsom picks it up, and the rookie has scored the touchdown for the Packers.
I'll
what a play.
You, what a hit. I'm not sure who hit him, Jim.
Wayne Simmons
just
so where is the spirituality
loose?
In that?
Out of that sort of atheism of the sheer exertion of force, we find grounds for new affirmation in what I'd like to call the third episode of American experience, which is the invention of a culture, the invention of a spiritual tradition.
The violence is not itself spiritual. It is part of the search for spirituality?
That's exactly right. It's a recognition that we are alone, that we have been divested of culture, that we have entered a land without culture, that we tend to rely on just naked aggression as a way of identifying ourselves. But no, in itself, that has no very positive spiritual element, but it is a perfect way, I think, of recognizing that we are attempting to acquire the grounds on which spiritual definition will occur.
We can also find depth where we see only superficiality.
That's right. One of the motifs for my book is what I call the irony of atheism, that the radically secular culture that America is finally has the ironic consequence of leading people to an utter switch. They find out of this naked atheistic secularism new grounds for spiritual affirmation.
That's theologian William Dean. His book is The American Spiritual Culture and the Invention of Jazz, Football, and the Movies.